What up? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Mr. Solly Saul. We got a busy one today. What do you got for us?
We do, man. But you know what? We got the best economy ever, and I still can't get a job. Fuck my life. All right. So on this episode of the Salty Show, Beta Francis announces that he's out of the presidential race.
Oh, shucks.
And then there were 20 something. I don't know how many. Yeah.
And then there were 20.
Bye, Beto. No one's going to miss you.
Beta. Okay. So I guess this means we can all breathe easily now and hold our guns closely to our chest for another day.
I ordered three more.
All right. Democrats voted for official impeachment hearings last week in their latest attempt at an impeachment. It's fitting that it took place on Halloween. Every American should fear the end of due process. Also, new developments in the field of biotechnology and bioengineering, which could revolutionize the way we combat diseases. Some are calling it the next step in the evolutionary process. It's known as gene drive, and we'll talk about its potential and the ramifications.
Sounds cool.
Finally, Epstein didn't kill himself.
That shit was hysterical. You saw that tonight? Oh, that was hysterical.
I know y'all forgot, but we didn't. All right, we'll cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Heidi Headlines. Is that what we're calling it?
I thought it was Heidi Gives Headlines.
Oh, jeez.
Heidi Has Headlines.
You know what? That is actually a great title. Heidi Gives Headlines.
Gives head.
I don't think Jerry
lines.
Lines. Okay, there's got to be the pause.
We got to check with the husband first, make sure he's okay with it.
I mean, he said worse.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right.
Heidi, all give us the headlines.
What's going on, Heidi?
So, Salmonella outbreak linked to ground beef leaves one dead and eight hospitalized.
Man, that's why you chicken.
Wow. It didn't say
this weekend.
Where from.
Oh, wow.
No, it just says a multi-state salmonella outbreak.
Hmm. In beef?
No,
yeah,
this,
ground beef.
I thought salmonella
was
a
fish
thing.
No,
I thought salmonella was a chicken.
No,
chicken?
It could be in.
No, it
could be in anything. This isn't ground beef.
Big, the big lettuce thing that a year ago was salmonella. It's
I thought it's because somebody wiped their ass with it, know, in the field.
Well, it's
stop it.
No, yeah, whatever. So it was Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, California, Texas, and Colorado.
All the places we don't care about. Anyway.
All of them, really? None
there's
of
a shit about Colorado
care.
And
some of those places have driven themselves into the ground, like, and no one feels sorry for you.
You get salmonella. We all get salmonella.
Where it came from? They're saying that it's the cause of 450 on average 450 deaths a year.
That's not
an epidemic. 1.2 million a year of people get sick.
Is that viral?
Wait. You said
it's
how
a bacteria.
Many people die every year from
450? But I mean, they're out of 1.2 million of them.
More people die from
this in the U.S.
Yeah, this is just in the U.S.
Oh, I would. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. More people die from erotic asphyxiation.
It causes more bacteria. It causes more diarrhea and abdominal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, when people fuck up me, they do stupid shit.
Is that like a flu thing where young kids and adult or seniors tend to be more susceptible to them?
I didn't really say that.
It's because of GMOs. Monsanto.
Oh, Lord. All right.
We're going to talk about the new development. So,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, next up, really, here we quick. Time to set back your clocks for everybody except for
Arizona,
a few of us.
Hawaii.
You know what? Part of Arizona actually does change
their
clocks.
Up in the res.
Up on the northern.
So that screwed us up on our trip.
Yeah.
So when we did our trip a couple years ago, we stopped on the way from Utah. We stopped in Smackaho country or Navajo country. And we stopped on the res to take a piss, and I think we had to. I think
sorry
we wanted to get
the Native American listeners.
All one of you.
God.
Anyway, so I look at my phone now. And I'm like, I'm looking at Nelson. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm in Arizona. I'm like, why is this thing not Arizona time? And we Googled it, and I was like, everywhere in Arizona except for there.
Northeast corner of the state because it's a reservation that is mostly in
Utah.
New Mexico.
I thought it was New Mexico.
Yeah.
No, I think
we came from Utah.
I think it goes into that Four Corners area. The majority of it is in
New
Mexico,
right,
so they follow that.
You're probably right because Monument Valley is in that area. whatever.
Yeah, we went from Monument Valley into, you know, wherever to on the Arizona side.
Yeah.
Well, so Hawaii doesn't change.
Even Monument Valley is part of that of their territory.
I'm pretty sure it is, but that was already part of that time zone that we were in. So that's where it was all confusing because it hit Arizona time, and then as soon as we got a certain part, it would roll back. I was like, what the hell just happened?
So are they like mountain standard?
Mountain standard.
Like they're MST.
Quit playing with your clocks, people. Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
It's about harvesting crops, man, from like 500 years ago.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, last but not least. So I saw this article, and then I was like, okay, what did Trump really tweet? So it says, so the UK is putting this out in some other countries, that Trump vows no more federal aid to California as devastating wildfires continue to burn. So this talks about how Donald Trump put out a tweet. So I'm like, all right, well, what's the tweet really say? Because we all know that nobody truly tweets him properly or whatever.
Reports
it properly. So I pulled it up and he does make a comment to the governor of California, which really so. And he says to him, you've done a terrible job of forest management. I told him from the first day we met that he must clean his forest floors, regardless of what his bosses, the environmentalists, demand of him. Must also do burns and cut fire stoppers.
Common sense.
Every year as the fires rage and California burns, it is the same thing. And then he comes to the federal government for money,
asking for more money.
Yeah, no more. Get your act together, governor. You don't see close to the level of burn in other states, but our teams are working well together and putting these massive and many fires out.
It's crazy, man. You see the video of these fires?
Hold on, I got two more sentences. Great firefighters also open up the ridiculously closed water lanes coming down the north. So now we're taking water out of places that probably shouldn't be, right? Don't pour it in out into the Pacific Ocean. Should be done immediately. California desperately needs water and you can have it now. So, he's obviously he's doing something to help him, but at the same time, he's right.
They're not.
The damn governor
changing,
needs to fix.
Look,
it's Newsom, right? Gavin Newsom.
It's the boy who cried wolf.
Here's a great example of if you don't clean up brush and old, if you're not doing this, if you're not doing controlled burns, this is going to happen. Now, during this whole thing, when the fire, you know, because the fires have been raging on for over a week now, right?
Oh, I think it's
a while.
Weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in Simi Valley, it was gonna take over the Reagan Library, and what the library has done, and I don't know if it, in conjunction with the local government there, they release like around 500 goats into
that
area,
and they eat the grass,
and they eat the brush. They just let them go. That's what may have saved the Reagan Library because the fire was that close.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the goats save Reagan Library. Anyways, one thing I do want to mention about this is that, you know, you have Nancy Pelosi,
Maxine Waters,
Adam
Schiff, that's their area.
Kamala Harris, all these fools, and while two of them are focused in impeachment, they're not even nowhere to be found. California is having rolling blackouts and fire.
Trump called
these
guys out today.
These guys are so busy on getting impeached. It's like, worry about your state. If you worried about your state, if you did,
well,
this is the thing. Go ahead.
I guess the argument on that would be is they're not elected to worry about the state. They're
maybe
federal.
Kamala Harris is not.
She's not a federal. I'm sorry. What is she?
She's a senator. I'm sorry. Maybe Kamala Harris is because she's a senator.
Right. So is Maxine Waters.
Yeah, I guess they're all
so
the federal
basically they're elected on the federal level to represent the state for the federal. Right. If you want to yell about the state not doing their job, you need to talk to Gavin Newsom and the people that are running the state. I mean, I understand what you're saying. That
you made a point. However, I mean, there is a fire, and optics is bad. It is. You know what I mean? Like, if there's something going on in Arizona and we have our senators busy with something else, it's like, guys, I mean, Arizona's on fire. We have rolling blackouts. Come on. I mean, it's bad optics.
Sure.
Now, to your point, though, wait a minute. You're electing government officials, they go to the Senate, but they're still representing your state, and they're still supposed to be doing things to improve the state.
Right. They advocate
on the
for
federal
things.
Level, though. But when you have problems with fires and stuff, that's not a federal problem.
But you can say
problem.
You're using federal money.
If you're asking for federal government help, then
like when there's a drug problem, like with all the needles. And all these drug addicts and bums shitting on the street. And you're like, wait, well, we need to do something about it, federal government. Well, what are you going to do about it? Because you've been elected to these areas and you're not helping these areas.
I think the senator needs to turn back and look at the governor and the people in the state.
It's pretty funny. It said, California raises the price of gas to get people to buy electric cars. Then they shut off the power.
Yeah. I saw that one too. I cracked me up. I was going to send it to you guys.
It's like, get those electric cars, guys. Well, by the way, we're going to shut off the power and charge them.
But the power company was being sued to have created the fire to begin with.
That was last year.
No, I saw that this year too. Somebody made the comment for this year. It's the same assholes.
You know, but real quick, so it's funny how we talk about Trump. Like, he does most of his tweeting on a Sunday. Like, he really has nothing better to do on a Sunday, it seems.
He's bored.
Yeah. So he literally tweets like every hour on the hour. He's like, the Democrats are fixers and they're working overtime to fix the impeachment process, in quotes.
Yeah.
In order to hurt the Republican Party and me, Nancy Pelosi should instead fix her broken district, and corrupt Adam Schiff should clean up and manage the California forests, which are always burning.
Exactly.
This dude is.
They've been burning for every year. I mean, we lost our jobs because of this.
Yeah.
Because the California fires made a big dent into the company that we worked for, because an insurance company has to insure those people. And guess what? You're in the red.
Fuck them.
Because, you know, and look. Anyway, go ahead.
No, that was. Did you see Under Armour is under investigation for doing some sort of like? No, I'm.
What?
They were. I thought it was Under Armour
for doing what?
They're saying that their accounting, something to do with their accounting. I just, because we were talking about money and. I think it's Under Armour.
All these companies are. Yeah, dude, Facebook apparently just said they're going to start accepting ads for London for fake ads and shit like that. You want to hear some fucked up shit? So, you know, you guys all know I watched WWE, right? So they did a show on Halloween in Saudi Arabia, right? And this has been a conflict for the last year and a half.
A conflict.
Because they take money for, you know, the prince of Saudi Arabia buys, they have an agreement with the WWE, a 10-year contract, because they're trying to, like, modernize Saudi Arabia and with different entertainment and all that. So apparently on their investor call, Saudi Arabia, the prince, hasn't been paying the WWE for the last two shows. So they owe him like $300 to $500 million. So Vince McMahon, in the middle of the show, pulled the live feed for the live Saudi feed.
Oh,
him and the prince had a disagreement. So he got out of the country quick. Vince McMahon. And then some of the wrestlers were able to get out. But then the rest of them were all leaving on a flight. Dude, mechanical malfunction on the plane. So they all had to be escorted back to the... So they basically were almost indirectly being held hostage in Saudi Arabia for over 24 hours.
I would love to see Saudi Arabia try that bullshit.
They actually did it. They didn't hold them hostage, but they came up with the scheme.
Here's the deal, exactly. You know what I mean?
Escalated all the way to Trump, dude.
They're not going to do anything.
Trump's got better things to deal with than fucking WWE.
Saudi Arabia is, look, you're right, but they're American citizens.
Exactly.
Arabia,
that was what it was coming down
That's
to.
Why it comes down. It's like a,
it was a dick swinging contest. Plain.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're not going to do anything.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
You can only hold them for a certain limited
time.
Think if you're one of the performers, right? Now you get pulled off a plane and there's military guards there saying
did they get pulled off the plane were they asked, say, hey, there's problems, we need you, we're going to go ahead and put you back in your hotel room? Because there's a difference between getting pulled off a plane at gunpoint and getting thrown into some sort
of
prison
stuck in their hotel rooms. They couldn't leave. Yeah, dude.
That's funny.
Oh, well, poor set of hotel room in Saudi Arabia. I mean, come on. They're probably living in a level of luxury.
So they did say, this just came out then the past few hours. They're faced with federal investigation over its accounting practices.
They're all
juggling the books to make them look like they're healthier than they are.
Under Armour.
So just the Justice Department and the SEC are look like they're opening up for criminal investigation.
It's all.
It'll be interesting. We're talking billions of dollars.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, what is it causing? Rashes? What could their clothing be causing? Yeah.
No, not the clothing.
They're cooking the books.
They're cooking the books to make, so people are like
the investors
investing in them, and they're cooking the books.
They're saying that they're making more money than what
they are by billions of dollars.
I thought they were breaking some type of regulation.
No.
It's probably an FCC regulation they're breaking. They're falsifying
SEC.
It's fraud.
That's
what Wesley Snipes went to jail for that, and the other woman. That got out and still
Martha Stewart, baby.
Yeah.
Those were tax. Yeah, tax.
They were still cooking books.
Taxes.
Tax evasion, fraud. When you fraud the SEC, CEO's
bad is the CEO stepped down.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, the CEO of McDonald's just got ousted.
No shit.
Because he had a. He's
having an affair with his lady. Yeah. Employee.
Yeah.
Like a secretary or something?
I have no idea.
I didn't read the whole thing, but yeah, he stepped down today.
CEO of McDonald's.
Okay.
Mr. Cook, man. Roy Cook.
The power of the.
Not happy.
Purse. What?
You're nasty, man. Heidi. Hey.
You're nasty.
Hey, what do they say? Hey, what's the thing? You know, behind every great man is a great woman, but then the demise of every man is a fucking woman.
There's a woman, exactly. kingdoms and empires have fallen because of a woman. All right, so thank you, Heidi, for that. Pretty good stuff. All right, so Hitler, the charismatic leader and patriotic German, died this week. He was 50-something.
Wait, what?
50-something.
No, I'm talking about how the way that the news covered all the al-Baghdadi's death.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You remember this? You remember this?
Okay.
You
really confused me. I was like, what the fuck are
you
talking
about? Yeah, I'm with you, too. I was like, so
when al-Baghdadi died, they called him an austere, what did they call him? Religious leader.
Yeah.
Al-Baghdadi. Washington Post. You know what the Washington, was it the Washington Post?
Yeah, they posted
Post has
an obituary for the
motto or their slogan for their news. It's called Democracy Dies in Darkness. And these are the guys who reported al-Baghdadi's death as an austere religious leader. Dude, I got to find that.
I think
an austere, you know.
Who's this guy?
Yeah. Al-Baghdadi? He was the ISIS leader.
Right. Hold on. So I just wanted to say that out there because, you know, this is how people should react when they read this headline of al-Baghdadi and how the Washington Post did not even call him a terrorist and a murderer of children and innocent people and Christians. No. Some charismatic religious leader. Fuck out of here.
But this is where that shows the left has really lost your mind.
All right, so one thing that I know we were going to talk about this, the Democrats held a vote on impeachment, and it passed. Not one single Republican voted for it. And in fact, two Democrats who are in heavily Republican states voted against it. Now, this goes to show you how this is a partisan issue. Yeah. And the Democrats are now, they're changing the dynamic of impeachment, man, because think about it. There is no evidence. They're claiming that some call with the
Ukrainian president
is now a reason to impeach a president. A call that had nothing in it. Now
they're making up quid pro quo.
Yeah, and so they want to again erase the 2016 election. And at first it was Russian collusion, and then it became Ukrainian collusion. Meanwhile, both countries hate each other. So is Trump a Russian operative or is he a Ukrainian operative? And Trump came out with something that made me laugh because he came out and says, oh, yeah, you know, I was really worried, you know, because you know how he ran against the Clintons and he ran against all these dynasties in 2016. He ran against the Bush dynasty. He ran against the Clintons. He ran against all the news machine, the news media. He ran against everybody and still won. And he says, oh, but Biden scares me and I'm going to need the Ukraine's help just to be Biden. How much sense does that make? He makes a great point. He's like saying, why would I need to collude with Ukraine to beat Biden?
I beat everybody.
He calls him Sleepy Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
So I beat all these people who have dynasties, but I need help to beat Biden. Dude, the guy's brilliant. He's the greatest troll.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to get rid of him.
So,
all right. So,
I'm having a hard time with this impeachment.
Go ahead.
I'm having a hard time with this, right? Again, if you do something illegal, that's how you get impeached, right? Mm-hmm. They're coming up with this saying, you know, I felt really nervous about what he was implying on the phone. Okay. Even if he was quote unquote implying, did he say it? If you say something that can incriminate yourself, that's how you get in trouble. But when he released the transcript to the world and everybody goes, he didn't say anything.
Right.
So how can you still impeach somebody? And when I was reading, you know what they're trying to actually say? It's abuse of power. They're trying to impeach him on abuse of power. That's what it's actually coming down to. It's not this Ukrainian
offense.
No.
No, but that's one of the actually what they're trying to do now. It's abuse of power.
Have you ever, Tim does this a lot, but have you ever tried to tell a joke and somebody just like hits the punchline right before you get to it and you're like, Jesus Christ. You know, well, you ruined the joke. Tim does this a lot.
Well, because you take forever to say hold on.
Tim's
cockwalking or shitting on a point.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, yeah, boom. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, thanks for shitting on the point.
So Trump loves doing that to Democrats because they were hyping this up, like the Ukrainian thing. They're like, wait till you hear the tapes. Wait till the and Trump's like, release them. And they're like, they're like, we haven't even released the whistleblower. We don't even like had anything of this. And he just knocked the wind out of them.
But he knew what was going to happen. Boom, they were going to come up with some concocted thing, and then it was going to be this
cock.
Yeah.
No, sorry. And Trump's like, release the Kraken.
Yeah. He's like, put it this way. Look.
Trump's like, look, unzips his pants. No. Yeah.
And he just puts it on the table. No, that's what he did. Let me ask you a question. If you did something illegal,
UDP.
Right. If you did something illegal, see, and this is also part of me thinks it's smart. Even if he was implying something on that phone call, right? But he puts it out there for everybody to hear the words. They don't hear the tone, right? You know, you don't hear tone, you just hear the transcript. So it could be a tone in his voice.
You may be right.
But so you're gonna arrest me on my tone?
To that point, if you were to take a transcript of any married couple in any argument that they had, if you just listen to the transcript,
the guy wins.
He never wins.
Basically, the majority of those transcripts, right? One of those people are gonna come across as insane and out of their mind. But if you were to actually talk through it normally, listen to the actual audio, you're like, yeah, that's, you know what? There's context involved in that.
You make such a great point because, because okay, you guys remember when Mel Gibson came out with his tapes? This was years ago.
Oh, yeah, the
hot tub tape
He was going crazy on some lady and,
Wasn't it his daughter?
No. This was some model that he had spent a lot of money on.
It was his bald one that went off on his.
This is Mel Gibson.
Okay, sorry.
So anyway, when I first heard about the story, I read the transcripts and everything that Mel Gibson said was like, oh my God, he's freaking crazy, right? But then I hear the tapes and I hear the girl's tone and I'm like, oh, she's setting him up. Yes. I'm like, oh no. And like, don't bump it.
He stepped in it. Oh my God, he's gonna step on it.
Exactly. But yeah, I think he may have been drunk. And so anything that she said, she knew what to say that was gonna just rile him up. Right. And I was like, oh my God, she's devious. She's
so
terrible.
So you do realize, like, if you ever listen to, well, you've actually heard me. If you actually ever heard me like argue or whatever with a significant other or my mom and my sister, holy shit.
Right. And so
you don't need a transcript. So they end up all like, what the fuck do you want? Okay.
To who has ever pointed, I forgot who made it. I think it was Tim. Basically, if you read the transcripts, right, you can read so far into that. Right. But when you listen to the audio, you're like, oh, well, okay, that clears up a whole lot
the other problem I have with this transcript is when it came out, all CNN, New York Times, Washington, they all summarized it for everybody. They were like, oh, right here is where he was saying that, implying that I'm not going to give you money.
And they applied their own tone. Yeah, that was remember? And they and used their and own
I'm,
tone.
And too. I'm literally reading this going, wait a minute, how can you be, how can you... like paraphrase, like say what he meant here, what he said here was really meaning this. Wait a minute, that is completely false. That is not even reporting. That is basically you're taking what you think he's saying and your narrative.
What you want him to be saying.
Exactly.
And you're putting this out there. Like, that's libel.
There was no need to make shit up. Anyways, going back to the whole like conversation, I just want to say something. No, because you brought up a point that just reminded me of this. And how you interact with your mom, but I, dude, I have a friend of mine, and you right when I tell you who it is, well, not who it is, but when I mention the story, you're gonna know exactly who we're talking about. But I remember, and Tim, you knew her at a different level than I did. So for me, it was always friendship, you know, like, and then obviously Tim dated this person, and
what was his name?
Exactly, but. You know, Tim, I remember the stories he would tell me. He'd be like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, this girl. And I'm like, I've never experienced that, right? I knew she was like playful and whatever. Okay, one day, I don't know. I have no idea how I ended up. I'm in the car. Her mom's driving. She's in the passenger side and I'm in the back. And her mom had this tendency of like whenever she'd go to an intersection, she would take the foot off the throttle, right? And she would just like, you know, go
coast through the,
yeah, coast through the intersection, which would drive this girl crazy, okay?
I think that would drive me crazy.
I had no
well.
Idea about this, okay? Look, listen to this. Again, I mean, for me, it's like somebody else is driving. Why am I going to lose my mind about this, right? She lost her mind, dude. She loses her mind and this is her mom, and she starts cussing at her. She's like, why the fuck do you? And I'm like, you know, now here's one thing. Like, if I'm in front of people and I have a certain way of treating somebody, I'm not going to go public with the way that I treat them. You would think that you would at least hide your
crazy.
You're bad. Yes.
Hide your crazy. I like that.
No, exactly. She didn't, bro. And I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
We need to make us some t-shirts.
I cannot. I could not comprehend how somebody could do that. First of all, I grew up in a home that if I talked like that to my mom, if I had that look, either my mom would have beat the shit out of me, or my brothers and sisters would have beat the shit
you
out of me.
You would have got a I would have got,
you know, a piling on. You do not talk like that to your mother. This is just a Hispanic thing. Most Hispanic families, you respect the mom. And so, like, when I saw this, I was like, oh, my God, this is insane. This is crazy. And here's one thing that the Hispanic culture, in my opinion, has got right. That I see this, and this is not the first time that I see this in different cultures where I'm like, oh my God, this is bad. Yeah. This is bad. You cannot talk to your parent like this. You cannot be like this. This is a level of disrespect that will have repercussions for you later on, because this is what you're going to expect your kids to treat you. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is wrong.
They always say, I remember reading like articles and whatever, and they say women, specifically for women, pay attention to the way the men treat their mothers. Because if they're treating their mother a certain way,
don't tell Tim.
Then you're bound to be treated the same way by the man.
In an Italian culture, it's the same thing. It's just, if
honestly, Tim doesn't follow
it. No, if my brother, no, put it this way. If my brother or sister ever like really went like that the way I do with my mouth, my mom beat the shit out of my mom. I watched my mom knock at my brother because he raised his fist.
So you're the youngest one. You get spoiled.
Well, I'm also
you're missing the point. No, you talk shit about your... No, I'm kidding.
No, what's accomplished?
No, I'm the craziest one.
Now we really know Mom's why Tim like a, is single.
No, so my mom would rather not rock the boat. That's why my mom doesn't ask me a lot of questions like, how come you don't have kids or married or anything like that? Because she knows that I'll lose my shit. And unfortunately,
his mom is the sweetest lady, by the way. I met her. Maybe she drives you crazy, but like she was accommodating. She was like so nice, man. Like I don't understand if I met her.
No,
she has to be sweet. Look at her son. There's got to be a balance.
So to be honest with you, my parents did raise me right. Right. I've never disrespected your parents. Right.
Oh, I thought he was to say me. I was like, whoa.
Wait a minute.
I've never disrespected your parents.
No,
like
yeah.
When I'm
you're right.
Around your parents, I try to be as respectful. You know.
Yeah.
So you know, they did raise me right. Yeah. It's just that they drive me so fucking crazy.
Yeah, my parents don't mind you, Tim. They just hate Nelson.
You're a jerk.
No, but I guarantee if my mom was Italian, this shit wouldn't have flown. I would have had my
she's not Italian.
She's a Polack.
Oh, I didn't know.
So she's white. So that's the white culture.
Oh my God, you're half people, Polish.
White. I'm half Polish.
I'm surprised that your dad does not put you in check when you do that.
Oh my God,
because I kind of learned from him, right? So
he doesn't do it in front of his dad.
So he's like, yeah,
I 100% do.
Yeah, he does. I've seen it.
But the problem is, I picked up bad habits from my dad because instead of doing it in private, he would always...
I just want you to know, I'm looking at you totally differently now that I know you've got half Polish.
So I'm actually more Italian than Polish. But because he would never... like he, you know how like a lot of times parents like...
Did we just get racist right now?
Yeah, she did.
Like, my Uncle Frank was Polish. Okay. My Aunt Nell's husband. Yeah. He was Polish. And the person... Now like the it's all starting to come
see
to me.
See this receding hairline? That's the Polish.
He is my favorite. Like,
yeah.
My Uncle Frank just... Oh my God! Yeah.
So, but again, like my dad, like in a lot of a lot of, you know, usually you do that in private. My dad was very open about just belittling the shit out of my mom. So I always thought that was like normal. So as growing up, like even in high school, I was like that.
I'm so sorry to Tim's mom out there.
Oh, she's a sweet. I feel bad every day because it's honestly, it's just that the minute I hear. Because
he knows he's an asshole.
No,
I'm surprised. Because I've been sitting in the car with him when he loses it on her. And I don't understand why she doesn't my mom would have done that. My mom's done that to me. I cussed at my mom one time. I said, I'm tired of this bullshit. Like I said, I said a cuss word. I've never
How old were you when you did that?
17.
Oh, okay.
I know it's something that I need to work on. And I try very hard.
And I was dating a girl that my mom didn't approve of. And she basically told me, you're going to stop talking to this girl. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And she's like, yeah, you are. And I'm like, well, I'm leaving. And she's like, no, you're not. And I said, I'm tired of this bullshit. And then I turn around and boom, I saw stars. I'm like, oh, my God. My brother comes in, is like, what's going on? And she's like, your brother's trying to leave. And my brother's like, oh, really? You're gonna try to do something? And I was like, oh, shit, I lost this battle right now.
You're done.
Anyway, but again, this is something like, you know what I mean? Like, my brothers were not going to let something like that happen. Yeah. They were just not going to let me disrespect my
mom. Yeah, that would not be allowed with it. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I know So
Trump impeachment. Yes.
We'll move from that. So let's get down to the meat and bones. I know, Jeremy, you didn't watch the documentary, which is good because now you can ask questions.
I get to pay public interest.
But I know that Tim, you watched all of them? A good portion.
I watched, I think I made it. I made it through like four of them, dude.
Oh, so it was that's it.
So I'm in the middle of the last one. The last half hour. Okay, so cool. I don't know. Yeah,
you don't know what happens. So, but I'm not even gonna cover that. I'm not gonna do a spoiler. But I want. Okay, so let me give a little synopsis. Okay, so there's a Netflix documentary that just came out. It's called Unnatural Selection. It covers new advancements in science and bioengineering. There is a gene editing method known as CRISPR-Cas9. Which has the potential to catapult us into the next step in human evolution. And I'll tell you why. So in the last few years, a new method called gene drive is giving hope to potential parents and also raising flags at an international scale of the potential consequences if we pursue this any further. Okay, so before I get started, I want to get some concepts so that we can understand. This is why I wanted to watch the show, but you know what? This is good. So for the audience, I'm going to go over some terminology and give a little explanation and kind of package it up a little bit. So genome are all the genes that make up an organism. So when we're talking about genome, that's what we're talking about, all the genes that make up an organism. Genes are made up of DNA, okay? DNA are the paired strands of code, right? You've seen it. You've seen the images of this paired strand, and it's basically ATGC, all the different combinations that can have.
Those four chemicals, right?
Exactly. So genome is the code that cells use to know how to behave, okay? This is what genome is. It's the code for a cell to know how to behave, and we'll go further a little bit into that. Cells in large number. A combination of cells in large numbers, they make up tissue. And tissue, cooperating together in large numbers, make up organs, okay? And organs working together make up an organism, so a human being,
all right? A dog, a cat, a mouse.
Right, so I just went down from block to block, boom, 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 and how it all builds together. Now, again, genome is the code. There's a genome in every single cell in our body. A cell references that genome to know how to behave. If the cell lives somewhere in the liver, it knows how it needs to behave, basically, what it needs to look like. So that's what the genome is. So the first genome was sequenced in 2003. This was the Human Genome Project.
Who did that?
It was a combination of scientists, scientists all over the world that got together and worked on this project tirelessly for more than 10 years. And they got together and they said, let's sequence this. Let's put it together. And with the help of computers, eventually, they were able to basically 3 billion words of code, I think is what it says, of the genome. And so they have the blueprints of one. And this is just one person or one organism. Every single one of us has our own code on how tall we're going to be, what color our eyes are going to be, all the different things that we're going to be prone to, diseases that we're prone to, you know, things like that, that are part of our code. Okay.
It's pretty fascinating.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. The first human genome was sequenced in 2003. The method known as gene drive, okay, which is what we're going to talk about, has only been around for the last 3 to 4 years. Okay. So what is the method and what does it mean to humans? Okay. CRISPR-Cas9 is a technology that enables geneticists and medical researchers to edit parts of the genome by removing, adding, or altering sections of the DNA sequence. Are you with me?
So when they modify the genome, is it just in one cell?
It's in one gene. Okay, yeah, exactly. It's in one cell. Now, we'll go into the details. Because most of this happens when you're fertilizing eggs. It's not happening in human beings yet. I'm going to go into that, but hold on. This gene drive technology, the CRISPR-Cas9 part is, but not the gene drive.
The gene drive is for
which I want to get into the gene drive. Okay, so the gene drive. Let me lay out my thoughts, and then we'll get into it. Okay, so again, CRISPR-Cas9 is a technology that enables geneticists and medical researchers to edit part of the genome by removing, adding, or altering sections of the DNA sequence. It is currently the simplest, most versatile, and precise method of genetic manipulation, and this is why it's generating a lot of momentum, okay? So the method to cut DNA was first found to exist in bacteria as a defense mechanism against infection by viruses. So scientists were able to harness this capability to manipulate the DNA sequence, okay?
Which is based off of the bacteria's abilities to fight.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So they were able to see that bacteria were able to do this, and they harness that, and now they're able to basically manipulate look at the whole genome, pick out a certain section of that, and cut it out and replace it or remove it entirely. Okay. So now this can be done in a fertilized egg, like I said, meaning scientists can grab genes from one animal and to introduce them into another animal. Okay. So there's an example that they've done, and that's very popular. You can see a lot of YouTube videos on it, where glowing jellyfish genes were introduced to frogs, mice, and rabbits. And now they can glow in the dark. And you, again, there's YouTube videos of rabbits glowing in the dark. And I'll show you these videos.
And you can actually see it under the microscope.
These are known as transgenic animals. Okay, because they transfer genetics from one to another. I wanted to make that point because this is really the term that they're called. All right, now this makes you think about the endless possibilities, right? Now I was telling Tim we were talking about this. Think about the capabilities of the eyes of a hawk, how it can see a small object way up in the sky and it can see something. Now imagine this capability being implemented on human beings.
They brought that up in the documentary.
Again, this is.
I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, yeah. This just makes you think about the endless possibilities. And again, we are right at the beginning of this. The code for everything about us is in the genome. Every cell in our body contains a copy of that genome. There's 2,000 genes, 3 billion letters of DNA code. And again, this was part of the Human Genome Project. And they were able to map out one genome. But again, each one of us has this. Now, eventually, with the help of computers and quantum computing, I think we will be able, you're going to get a blood test. And your genome will be mapped by super high-speed computers, will be mapped like this. And they'll be able to tell you, hey, based on what I'm seeing here, think about a future. Where you go into the doctor, they draw blood, and they're able to map your genome. And based on everybody else's genome, they can say, you have this deficiency, and by the help of computers, we'll be able to track down
you are a higher percentage of having cancer or risk, a particular type of cancer, like breast cancer or prostate cancer or whatever.
Exactly. So the documentary follows a few people who are at the front lines of this technology. And it also follows story of a couple people who suffer from genetically caused diseases, right? You've seen this, Tim, right? Now, these people who suffer from this, they could immensely benefit from this technology and potentially be cured. We'll talk about that. And there's biohackers, people out there, the documentary covers this, biohackers, people out there basically in their garages trying this. This is how easy this is. And there's a lot of YouTube videos out there of people persuading people to try this on their own, okay? Now, the repercussions of this, we don't know yet. This is how new this is, okay? Gene Drive places the editing mechanism into the host, and it is subsequently passed on into its offspring, okay? This is the technology of Gene Drive. This is a way to control and eliminate pests. The documentary covers this. Animals that could spread diseases, okay? There is a proposal to use Gene Drive to modify bees, cats, mice, parasitic worms, fruit flies, etc. Things that cause havoc either in the environment, in agriculture, or in just the ecosystem, okay? New Zealand, for example, has a rat problem. Rats that were brought in by humans who went into this island.
Destabilized the ecosystem,
right. So the rats will kill the birds, and some species of birds are getting completely wiped out because the influx of these rats, because rats just perpetuate. There's, you know, within weeks, there's a lot of them. This is how quickly they reproduce. So human brought rat to the island. The rats are now killing off the birds. Those birds play an important part in the ecosystem of the island. And if a certain amount go extinct, it can wreak havoc into the balance of that ecosystem. Because think about it, birds will pollinate the plants. They also regulate the invertebrate communities, right? The worms, they you know. And so if the birds aren't there, a lot of they could, right, again, the cause an imbalance. Now, and again, let me just finish this last point and then we'll talk about it. There's also mosquitoes that spread malaria. I'm sorry. I know I'm rambling here, Heidi.
Okay. I just know more. The mosquitoes, Florida. So Florida's University of Florida.
Yeah.
Florida Gators. So they took the mosquito and they mated it with some other flying thing and made a hybrid that they called love bugs. Mm-hmm. And they look exactly like mosquitoes, but they don't bite and sting. Yeah, but they're constantly like attached to each other's butts because they're always mating.
Oh,
but
wow.
They can breed. They can genetically breed with the mosquito, causing the mosquito not to be able to breed. Mosquito, like the killing.
Well, this kind of Gene Drive effort, what it'll do is it'll sterilize.
Yeah.
So it'll modify that mosquito. So they'll release a ton of them, and what it'll do is they'll have a gene that makes them sterile, and what'll happen is that they'll mate, and their offspring will then be sterile.
But that's
life cycle
about.
Of the mosquito is so short that the impact of them releasing all these mosquitoes that they want to do in certain parts of, was it Africa?
Yeah.
And that where thousands of people die from malaria a year, dude. And so, the argument right now is, do we allow this to happen?
No.
Or again, these are scientists who are looking at this and saying we could help thousands of people who because the only way that malaria is propagated is through mosquitoes that bite people, and that's how the disease is spread. Well, they have a function. They have a capability of doing this. Now, taking just this issue on mosquitoes, where is your reservation and why?
Well, my reservation is basically, it sounds to me like if they were to implement this plan, mosquitoes would be gone. I mean, globally.
Over time, absolutely.
In that area, there's a lot of species of mosquitoes. So it obviously that was a certain type of mosquito. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
No, finish. Yeah. I got a great point.
I'm assuming. Again, I don't know this. I'm approaching this from not a scientist.
We're not experts.
And nobody here is an expert. But I'm with you, Jeremy. That there is concern. I share that concern with you
because the ecosystem is balanced the way it is now because we have mosquitoes. Whether we like that balance or not,
but hold on,
it is in the balance it is in now. Because of mosquitoes.
Okay, but
if you get rid of any, not just mosquitoes, but if you get rid of any
the elements in that ecosystem, it will change. And we don't know
that's the big thing is what everybody's saying. They all go, this sounds great that we'll fix this problem right now. What is the ramification? And they all say we don't know.
Hold on, Jeremy, but we can let's revert back. Even before we could do gene drive and genome modification, even before that, human beings affected the climates and environments that they went into. For example,
yes.
they brought in rodents to the island of New Zealand.
But you're not talking about rodents that humans brought in. You're talking about mosquitoes that have been there longer than humans.
You went two different.
Well, no, let me just finish my thought. And again, so here are humans who brought in rodents into an island where the birds in that island did not evolve to be able to combat these type of rodents. So you'll see night videos. I mean, they have a ton of these videos.
No, I understand.
And these rats,
they'll
go into the birds, and the birds don't even know what's happening, and the rats literally just eat them. And so they're wiping out hundreds of birds.
I understand that. But how do we get from mosquitoes?
Because this same effort to sterilize those rats is the same argument that we're having. Do we sterilize a certain species of animal for the good and benefit of the environment where we live? Now, you say no to mosquitoes. Do you say no to everything or just no to mosquitoes and maybe to rats in New Zealand?
So if you take the New Zealand example, right, you're on an island that you can basically rats get on boats. And that's how
they were able to get into that island.
So the question is, how long is the lifespan of a rat, right? So if there's very low or zero risk of that rat getting off that island and going to the next island and basically reproducing there and causing that same, maybe that rat is a natural part of that island's ecosystem, and if you kill it off, you may kill the entire ecosystem.
Well, rats didn't exist in New Zealand. Until
I guess what I'm saying is I understand the argument that they weren't there originally. They're not a part of the ecosystem. They're destroying the ecosystem. But the problem is you have to also take into account, if you put something into that ecosystem to try to balance it back to the way it was before, you run the risk of that same alteration getting off of that island and going somewhere else. Well, it will basically cause the same problem that you got rid of on the other island.
So one of the things that the scientists, the genetic engineers or the biohackers, one of the arguments that they present is that this capability can be switched off quite reversed.
They do not know that. They said straight up, we can do this. We think we can reverse it, but we do not know. They said we have not spent time trying to figure out reversing it, but we've spent all this time trying to create it. We know we can do it, but we don't know we can reverse it.
So here's another.
How are you going to reverse it? If you put this out there.
You would have to remodify. So again, you could take a rat. You would have to basically regenerate.
Biohack it back.
You would have to reverse engineer a male and turn him into a female so that now you introduce a female into the environment that can produce with the male, and now you can produce
regular rats?
Regular rats.
So the way that they make him sterile is that you know how you get X and Y chromosomes from both parents?
Yeah.
What they would do is they would make all the animals male.
Male, yeah.
And so that they couldn't
reproduce, and then when they die, they die.
Well, then they do go through that in Jurassic Park, though.
That's what's going to be my point. One thing we have seen in this world is that things do evolve. When they can't sustain, what do things do? They evolve. So now you can, and this is why everyone's afraid, because, okay, you might solve a problem right now for the next two generations, right? But that fix now, if they evolve into something now, okay, you killed malaria off for 2 years, but now everybody's susceptible to it. But now these male mosquitoes can start biting you and carrying stuff because they've evolved. And now they introduce a new strain of something that nobody's ever seen. So you can be introducing more problems because we do not know.
Let's focus on
it's the same
the potential. So remember how I said when I first started that one of the reasons why this is generating a lot of buzz is because it's cheap and it's easy, that you have people who are not scientists who are going out and looking on YouTube and are now doing it themselves.
Okay.
They're testing it. I mean, this is covering it. So then the question becomes this. Hold on. So then the question becomes this. If we create legislation to stop it, we as the United States, and we stunt our growth and knowledge about this, meanwhile, the rest of the world who does not have these not concerned about this or has no power to control what their citizens do, you know, how to think about this. We could be stunting our growth and we could be potentially limiting our knowledge because, again, this could be used as a way of biological warfare.
Well, they brought that up in the documentary. So when they were in New Zealand and, you know, their comments were very fair. One of them straight up said, he goes, when he's talking to the guy, he's like, you're funded by DARPA. And the guy's like, well, I'm very transparent and we made that part of the agreement, blah, blah, blah. But the guy goes,
who is DARPA?
DARPA is the American Defense Agency.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
It's a government agency.
Yeah. I mean, they created the internet, right? So anyway, so the American military is funding. The American government is funding. Right. All so these signs. Hold on.
I'm not going to fund something just out of nowhere.
Right. So again, let me get to my point. So the guys in New Zealand were like, hey, you're funded by DARPA. And the guy goes into the whole thing, well, I'm very transparent, blah, 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 and that's the only way we're going to do it. And he goes, that makes me nervous. He goes, DARPA is the same people that are behind, you know, the nuclear bombs and, you know, weapons of mass destruction. And he goes, well, now you're doing biological. And they go, what's to say? You start with animals. How do you not start? What's to say? How do you stop sterilize humans from reproducing?
Quick Google search. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, is an agency in the U.S. Department of Defense responsible for the development of emerging technologies for use by the military.
Yeah, exactly. So they're funding this technology and this capability. Now, and this is the guy that came up with the whole gene drive thing. Now, his effort, and like Tim says, he says he wants to be transparent. So he goes to places in the world where they have either an infestation or a certain species that's creating havoc, and he's offering the solution. But he doesn't do it on his own. What he does is he gathers people, right, the community, and he talks to the community leaders, and he presents his idea, and he says, look, we want to be able to do this, to eradicate this pest or eradicate this parasite. Do you support it? And every community that he has gone to has rejected it.
And he gets mad. He gets mad.
He's frustrated because a lot of the times, look, so for example, in New Zealand, a lot of the people are guided by other, every culture is different, man. And so they have religious beliefs, right? And they're saying, you know, now we're playing God.
Yeah, I agree.
To a certain extent, we are.
Okay.
And he brings up a good, very good point, right? So in New Zealand, right? They even said to the guy, they said, you know, it's not even about playing God at this point. They go, we've heard this story before.
Yep, 1978.
Not even that. You know, settlers have come to New Zealand saying, hey, here's whatever, right? I'm just an explorer. Kind of I'm an explorer. I'm here, blah, blah, blah. But behind the guy, he's got all these guns and they come over and take our land, right? So basically, you're that guy that's coming in selling us the great story, but you got DARPA behind you. You know what I mean? Like, you have the, you know. So they're like, we've heard this story before. Yeah, and New Zealand was before 1978.
You guys are talking about something, though, that in July 25th of 1978.
What happened?
The first test tube, baby.
So they go into the... No.
If you remember,
I'm going back from the people in New Zealand saying, hey, you showing up with the cure for cancer, basically, but you had military... We've seen this before because the English did that to them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're hearing... They've heard the story again.
Technology isn't something new. It's been going on for generations.
You got to understand the difference.
They did bring that up in the documentary because what comes out of it now is that they've got even further to where it's called three-way parenting, right? To where they've take, you know, people that can't have children, mm-hmm. right? Women that, because they found that the mitochondria, right, that cell in women is what's being the cause of why they can't have children. So what they're doing is taking a healthy cell, for, you know, the embryo from them, sperm from the husband, and then they're finding mitochondria cell from, no, this is something brand new.
This is three parents.
Yeah. So they're finding a mitochondria cell from another female, introducing that into the embryo, and now injecting that.
So now
that shit is illegal in pretty much most of the world, except for, like, you know, like you go to Kiev and a bunch of places.
They're doing it in Ukraine, right?
Yeah. Ukraine, that's what they're doing. Now, but here's the deal.
That's what Trump was talking about.
No, but hold on. But even that piece of it, yes. We're still using. The difference is that with in vitro fertilization, right? You're injecting you're putting a sperm into
you're not modifying the cells. Exactly. You're doing a natural process.
The difference here is that you're able to choose the color of the eyes.
Yeah.
You're able to choose,
the color of the skin. I know, but that's what I'm telling you. So I'm IVF with the twins.
Yeah.
They asked me, do you want boys? Do you want girls? Pick them. We'll give them to you.
So that's still legal in this country.
Right.
But now saying, taking something from a third party and bringing it in. Now you are truly changing.
They didn't ask you, how tall do you want him to be? They didn't ask you, do you want him to be athletic? And again, all these things are...
They're modifying the DNA.
Things that are based off of the person's...
I think it would be pretty neat if they can say, hey, we know that this baby is going to have XYZ
So they brought that up.
So
and they
why
said,
can't you remove
okay,
that?
If they have Hold a on. Negative, if they have a negative, if they look at the DNA and they realize, like, you know, when they take the test and they find out the baby's going to be autistic, right?
So
they could fix it right then and there. They know the genetic code to fix it. Hold on. They have the genetic code to fix it. But this country, it's illegal. It's illegal to modify that.
Yeah. Okay. Look, we can talk about legalities and whatever. But my question to you, Heidi, is where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line in, hey, we can modify the genes so that my son does not have the propensity to have diabetes. My son doesn't have the propensity to blah, blah, blah. Or do you say, no, we draw the line because why would I choose for my son to have blue eyes or green eyes? Right. And because these are what they're calling designer babies. Right. Now, do we get to design our own babies? Now, where do we because we're going to have these debates. This is going to happen. And so where do we stand? Is each one of us stand today? Do we play God with? And again, this is why I call it the next evolutionary process.
Yeah, I'd love to know that from people who don't believe in God. How do you feel?
I don't think we should play God.
You don't believe in God. So, I mean,
so Darwinism.
Do we create a supreme race?
So what's the problem?
No.
I mean, if you have the ability to make these changes.
Do we let natural selection happen or do we?
Natural selection needs to happen.
So natural selection doesn't need to happen. And going back to stepping a few steps back here because we kind of went off. You had basically brought up this is so easy to do. People are doing this in their garage. And you had mentioned, okay, great. We're the United States. We're a first world country. We're going to tell our people they can't do that, right? Well, that doesn't work.
That's not illegal.
We tell people all the time they can't do things and they still do it. So this may be one of those, you know, the VX gas, right? It was something that as soon as we found out we created it, we regretted creating it, right? The whole rock.
Yep.
For those of you that don't know the Rock, the movie. But anyways, it was, you know, now that the information's out there and it's easy to do, apparently you can watch a YouTube video and do this, it may be too late.
It was too late the minute that we started getting involved in genetically changing and blending things, i.e. my example of
test tube babies.
University of Farmers. I mean, University of Florida, where they made the damn love bugs.
Well, they've been
they
doing
genetically,
that for,
right. scientifically made.
So they made the liger.
I know, but you didn't. I mean, come on. They started this process decades ago, is my point. And it's going to evolve just like everything else has evolved.
Right, but there's decades of research that have gotten us to the point now where you can watch a YouTube video doing
it. Right, and so now we're at the next level. We're at the next level now.
And it may be, what I'm saying is it may be too late. It may not matter anymore. It may not matter how I feel about it. It may not matter about how you feel about it. It may not matter how the scientific community feels about it. It's too late. It's just too late.
Yeah.
It's something that we've created. That we can't. It's the genie
it's
that you can't
be
put
a debate.
Back in the
I'm
box.
So people
out there houses right now, unless you probably have really good cash, the stuff that you could do at home isn't gonna.
Yeah,
it's not gonna turn.
It
you
doesn't
into,
matter.
It, you're
it's
gonna turn
have,
you into a superhuman.
You're gonna have mother or families or men and women that want their child to be a great baseball player. They will find these people and pay whatever they need to pay to have that child.
They will.
And that's the problem, because there's people like
you saw it in the movies. Demolition Man was a freaking great example.
But
of that,
like,
right?
Josiah,
you got to do it all by the doctors to have your kid, and they picked in.
You know, one of the guys. You know, no, bring to your point. There's, you know, one of the guys in there, Josiah Zahner. Oh, Zahner. He's the CEO of the Odin, right? This guy worked for NASA. This guy created bacteria stuff to help people so that they can like sustain and live on Mars when they got up there. So he decided to leave NASA to form this because he felt like, wow, because the other problem we're seeing with this genetic engineering, right, is they have cures for shit, but the price, the reason why you can do it at home is because of people like him, Aaron Trawick, who killed himself, who actually was found dead back in 2018. But basically, a lot of these big pharma, this is the other big debate behind it. Big pharma that gets a lot of R&D money from the government to come up with this stuff now patents it, right? They have cures. They know how to, you know, one of the examples is in the show, and I don't know how it turned out for the little boy, but I'm pretty sure it probably turned out good, was this kid had some issue with his eyes where basically his eyes were deteriorating, and by the time he was going to be probably 13, 14, he's going to be blind. But the kid can barely see now. Like, he looks at a screen, you know, like a picture. If it's dark, he can only see, like, light, you know? Mm-hmm. I can only see the little stars in there. I can't tell what the whole thing is. So I forget the name of the company. It's like Strax or something like that. So this company figured out how to – they came up with the solution to fix the vision problem, right? The FDA turned around and said, oh, we allow this and everything. The surgery was like unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? Like the price of this. So now the question comes in, because they brought up when the guys invented polio. When they found the vaccine for polio, they sold the patent each for $1 because they go, this is the world's, right? This is the world solution, right? Because this is a epidemic that we're fixing, right? We're not fixing like, oh, you want bigger tits, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you want a bigger dick. Like, this is fixing illnesses, you know, that you know, that is going to allow people to be better, because at the end of the day, if everyone's a healthier society, it's a better society, right? If everybody's sick, and everyone's going bankrupt, you know, and they feel that a lot of these companies now are looking at it and say, oh, how much are you gonna pay to save your kid? Right? And if it's a million, so a lot of these procedures become millions of dollars, and even a lot of insurances will not cover it because it's so new. So now that brings in the question. I understand capitalism. We all love capitalism, but is saving your child worth losing everything? Like now you have no debt.
Sometimes you can't save your child.
The child being blind was not going to kill him. So if we want to argue about what's killing people, look, I'm with you, Tim. The price is too high. It's too high. But I don't,
especially when you're getting tax money to fucking do it.
Okay, hold on. But I don't blame this on businesses are amoral. They're the bottom line. Okay. They're going to try to charge as much as the market can bear, okay? And so I don't want to get into this discussion, but we've had this discussion many times before. This is where government regulation and government involvement inhibits other competition to do this, right? And then we subsidize the price that Europe decides. Because Europe, we sell the same drugs to Europe, and then they say, no, you're not going to charge this much. We're gonna tax the shit out of you. And so the big companies are like, well, you know what? United States is going to subsidize the price.
I'm not talking about Europe right now. I'm talking about getting my money to develop this shit that's going to save this country and this world. How much is this about Europe? No, it has no fucking clue about Europe.
If you're a scientist,
give me a valid point.
Are you going to listen?
I'm listening, but give me a valid point. I don't want to hear about Europe. Give me a valid point about this country, not about Europe and their fucking shit.
Calm down. You're out of control. Obviously, it has something to do with it if we're subsidizing somebody else's costs, okay? It has very much to do with it. If you don't understand that, I don't know how to explain it to you anymore. Here's another thing, okay? The price of shit, again, is what the market can bear, okay? Again, companies are amoral. They don't care, right? But if nobody's buying the product, then the price is going to go down. Now, this is where I say, government should not be involved in regulating this, all right? all anybody should be able to compete. Now, if you're malicious in what you're trying to do, and if you fuck shit up, then you should go to jail.
Yeah, but who makes that decision? Who now, decides that?
Hold on. As a scientist, if you're going to go to school, right? If you're going to go to school and pay all that money, are you going to work for free? No, you're going to want to make money, okay? So these pharmaceutical companies have to pay these scientists to do the research and development. Scientists who could very well say, hey, I'm going to take a pay cut because I want to help humanity, okay? This is what I'm saying. Like, you make it seem
Where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from?
The government.
Exactly. So us all here paying money to the government in taxes, and then they take that money and give it to somebody else.
That's why
these companies are not using their own dollars to do it. So when the price goes up, Europe's not subsidizing that. That's why I said, give me a valid point, because my money's paying for this shit.
Europe is we're very well subsidizing Europe.
How?
Because we pay for the cost of R&D. We do.
Yeah, but this is only being here because it's illegal in Europe. I'm talking, this is a brand new technology.
Once a medicine is approved,
Europe, it's already, all this genetic engineering
it's approved, a pharmaceutical company, and the drug is approved, any company's going to be like, oh, the USDA approved it? Oh, okay. Then Europe is like, does their little blah, blah. All right, we approve it too. However, you're not going to charge us all that price. That shit's not going to come here. And guess what the companies do?
It hasn't even gotten that far yet.
But that's what happened.
But it's still here. It's here.
Look.
So if I'm paying,
Tim, are you talking about the genetics, or are you talking about medicine?
I'm talking about this. He's talking genetics. So what we're talking about is all this genetic. No, it's not. A fucking Viagra pill is much different than this genetic shit right now. I'm talking about this current shit right now.
It's the same thing.
I guess that's where my problem is. Wait a minute.
Hold on. You can't have it both ways. We cannot say, no, scientists should not be able to genetically modify. Oh, this helps me? Maybe I'm going to accept this. Either we say, as a society, you know what? Let's fucking go full throttle and learn as much as we can about this and have human trials and do this for people who are desperate so that we can create. Now, we can say that, or we can say, you know what? No, stop everything, and we're only going to pray to God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have it both ways. You can't say...
So where do you stand on this? Because this is a moral check right now. This is a moral check. Because when you're a very religious person,
yeah, I am.
This is where morality comes into play.
Right.
Where do you stand on this?
This is one of those things where I say, I believe the only time government should be involved in it, like anything, is when there is malice and malpractice, and you can prove it in court. In other words, If a pharmaceutical company comes to you, Tim, and you're in a desperate situation and says, look, here's the deal. We're going to do this, and we're going to save you, all right? And in the end, they didn't know what they were doing, or they caused you more issue or whatever, but you didn't sign nothing. You know what I mean? They manipulated you. Then that's when I say, okay, look, here's the deal. You know, you guys, this is malpractice, this is malice. You cannot do this. However, because Trump just signed this, the right to try law, okay? This is people who are basically at the last end. They have no hope to try. They can't try. Now, before, as a country, we would tell those people, you can't try anything. If it hasn't passed the FDA approval, you cannot try it. Now we pass as a country. We said, you know what? If you're in a desperate situation and you're going to want to throw a Hail Mary, you can by all means do this. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is where I say I'm for. Okay, it's not an easy answer. I'm with you, Tim. It's not an easy answer. Do I agree with you? Pharma is greedy? Yes, but name to me any person who wants to make money who's not greedy. Are you not greedy, my friend? Do you not want to make the most money for the amount of work that you do? Everybody in the world is greedy. Everybody in the world wants to make good money. Now, here's the question. In a free market, you're going to get paid what you are worth. And if nobody's going to want to buy your product, then you're not going to pay for it.
Yeah, but if I have
if that kid felt it was worthwhile to go bankrupt to get his eyesight, that's on that kid.
What about that kid with
when
SMA?
When we talk about natural selection told that kid, you are going to be blind. Or do we
so
want unnatural selection?
So then that's where you stand.
That's what I'm talking
about. You can't
man.
Modify because... If you're going to die. You believe in natural selection,
no,
you're going to die.
I believe that we should allow it. We should let there be competition.
Okay, so by using that, if you have the means, I can go create a fucking super Hitler.
Then go do it.
Okay. So that go create a super Hitler.
I don't know what a super Hitler is.
No, but if I can modify all this shit inside of an embryo, and you know what I'm saying?
You don't think the rest of the world is doing this? You think that we're just going to sit back and be like, oh, yeah, hopefully Germany doesn't do it. Hopefully Japan doesn't.
I understand everybody's doing it.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, we're limiting ourselves.
But I'm asking you for the moral. Say, a government is looking to protect their people and to be at the top, right? But you as a person, where do you stand? Because what I hear is, I want it, but I don't want it. Let the government.
Let the free... Well, I mean...
Don't say government. Where do you stand in this...
Let the free market work.
I don't think you're listening. Neither one of you guys are listening to each other.
So
do you want genetic? Do you want these geneticists to become God, where they can stop anything they want?
I think it's coming regardless of what we want. And so what I think is, let's get ahead of it. That's my answer. Let's get ahead of it, because if we try to stop it, could we stop drugs?
How do you want to get ahead of it?
Yeah. Investing more in it, learning how to combat it, learning how to if somebody spreads a sterilization genetic modification thing and it's spreading, let's you know what I'm saying, let's not prohibit it. This is mine. Now look, there is a moral dilemma with it. I'm with you, Tim, but I look at the bigger scale. The rest of the world is going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. They are. And to me, the ramifications of us being naive about the technology because we want to stand on a higher moral ground, the impact could be greater if we don't. Look, the world needs violent men. Let me just lay out my thought here. The world needs violent men, right? We train people how to be violent. If I'm pure, it's like, no, we should all be peace. Let's all be peaceful so the world can unite. No, you know why? Because there's people around across the world, across that ocean, who are training to do bad shit. And those people, if they're going to be trained higher than we are, and if we don't have violent men on our side, we will lose that battle. We need violent scientists and biologists on our side who are going to know this. If we inhibit them, we inhibit ourselves and we cease to exist because we're not prepared. This is why I say, let's let it happen.
So that just proves the point. The point is, it doesn't matter if you're religious, moral, amoral. You know what everybody is basically saying? It's not about God anymore. Your higher power is technology. Technology runs the world over anything.
Technology wins. That's what this proves. What would I advise a parent who has the potential to change their child and modify them to the way that they want to be? I would say, don't do it. Let it happen. Now, if you have the potential to cure a disease and whatever, I would say do that, because at least you can do it. But don't choose your child's abilities.
I agree.
This is what I would advise people to do.
Right.
Would I inhibit them from doing it? No, and that's a difference. I would not inhibit people from choosing designer babies. What I would say is I would advise them not to. To me, there is a moral question and then there's a legal question. I approach it from a moral standpoint and I can advise Jeremy, don't do it. But from a legal standpoint, I'm not going to create laws to stop them.
So do you think that, you know, our friends over here who have a type 1 diabetic son, mm-hmm, should bankrupt themselves to get, you know, is it fair that they should bankrupt themselves if they can cure his diabetes and his girlfriend and everybody else?
Yeah, but I'm going to answer your question. We're already bankrupting ourselves,
right,
because of the medication,
exactly,
to keep them alive.
Exactly.
So what's the difference?
Right, but if now somebody says, well, hey, for $1 million, we could cure it.
I'm going to spend way more than $1 million
to keep him alive. Let's look at the other side, right? There was people who paid for the research and development, people who had to feed their families as well, scientists and all these other people who had to, and do you think they should work for free? No, of course they shouldn't work for free.
I never said
so. Hold on,
it's worth $1 million. So I'm sorry, asking $1 million to save my child's life is a fair price. It's a fair price. Let's be realistic on this.
Up front that you don't have. You don't even have the collateral. That's what I'm saying.
But that, then you know what? Then I guess that's where that natural selection comes in. I can't do this, but I'm going to spend way more than that over the course of his lifetime to keep him alive. So what's the difference?
Right.
Then I guess I refocus where I'm spending my money, because can I come up with $1 million if I refocus where I'm spending it? Yeah, we could. We could figure that out over the course of a period of, you know, 5 years. Or yes, that is an honest capability for today's American family.
Right. But now let's say you're a typical American family that lives in poverty and that's just life. Right. And you're trying.
We're paying for the medication to keep them alive. And if Trump's giving this opportunity, how long before the insurance companies step up to do the same thing and say, hey, guess what?
It's not 100% effective.
To me, it's always going to be more expensive for the pioneers. Think about the people who came to the West, right? We all played the Oregon Trail game, right? How many people died and sacrificed their life for a better, sacrificed their family for a better life? Right? There's always that. Pioneers always end up being taking a death
paying
toll.
Paying the price.
And so there are people who are going to be the first adapters to this. And of course, does it look wrong? No. But now look, we have paved roads to get to Arizona. Right. Nobody's dying on their way here unless they're foolish and drinking. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to die. But there were people who were pioneers who sacrificed everything to come out here. And this is where we are at the cusp of a new revolution, and the price is always going to be high for those who are the first.
So let me ask you guys all this. So the other part is they figured out how to reverse aging.
How to reverse what?
Reverse aging. Yes. So now
aging.
Live forever.
They can basically they figured out the gene to help reverse aging.
Yeah, we'll
see. So now that brings
rats and not in humans yet.
But they're pretty sure that they got that, right? So now comes the question.
Who lives forever?
Well, whoever can afford it.
Who wants to live forever? I mean, that's the question. How many people want to live forever?
I have concerns about living the next 10 years with the way this is going.
Hold on. They're reversing the aging of arthritis, your heart is strong, they can rejuvenate your kidneys, your liver. So basically, you can look the way you want to. You can look like
how you look like when you were 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine. Again,
ta-da.
They've been doing that with Botox. They've been doing that with plastic surgery. I'm just saying it's just the next level. That all they're doing is going to the next level. My question still comes down to who wants to live forever? Look at the way our world is going. Do you want to live forever? If you do, that's great. Great for you. Sorry, that's not for me. I'm not out using the Botox. I'm not out using the plastic surgery.
All right, going forward,
they still die.
I want you guys to call
me. But those people still die.
I want you guys to call me Tuck from now on.
Tuck.
Do you remember Tuck?
Yeah.
Tuck.
The movie.
The book? Tuck Everlasting? Jesus Christ.
So that brings the question. Botox and all that doesn't help you live forever. That just makes you look
young. I'm just saying it was a matter of time before they went to the next level.
That makes you scared
level.
Forever.
My point, look at Bicentennial Man.
All right.
Come on, Bicentennial, Demolition Man. We can see it.
Psychopaths want to live forever.
Back to the future. Well, great.
All right, guys. This is a great, lively debate. I enjoyed it thoroughly. We're going to leave it there, though, because I think we've exhausted. Heidi, did you have any?
Crazy Chronicles.
Crazy Chronicles. I'm going to open it up with the answer.
Go.
All right. See this beautiful island? Beautiful island. Beautiful island?
Nice.
Is that the Jurassic World Island?
Isn't that beautiful? It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes.
Let me tell you about
computer
that.
Is this
where we're moving to get away from this?
Isolated tribe kills Americans.
Jesus.
For coming onto their remote Indian island. So this beautiful island. Literally, there's a tribe that lives on this beautiful island, and if you step foot on their island, they kill you. They warn you. Do not go and visit that island.
How do they warn you?
I have no idea. So it says...
this is in the Indian Ocean?
It says a remote Indian island. I would assume.
Here's
Indian government regulation.
My deal is like... If you know you're going to there and they have already promised they're going to kill you, why don't you show up with a gun?
Right.
You would think
give it a fighting chance.
I want the next article that I want to hear about that out is some Americans were able to fight off. You know what I mean? Jesus, guys.
And they find out Americans living there with full blown arsons.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Because what's going to make this even better is the American was killed with a bow and arrow. So they don't even have that level of technology.
You could have had a slingshot, buddy.
The tribe was, bow and arrow. Is how they killed
the high ground on you.
Is it how they killed him?
I would not want to do that. Land on an island I've never been on before and try to fight your way through the people that have lived there for.
You're not gonna go.
I'm gonna be on a boat with a fucking sniper rifle, looking at all right, are these motherfuckers in trees? I'm taking the guys out in trees first because you got the high ground on you with a bow and arrow. I can't see where it's coming from.
So this guy went to this island that is prohibited by India.
Rambo
India puts
here.
It out there, right? It's
the Italian
prohibited.
Stallion.
Don't go there. Don't interact with the people on the island called North Sentinel. And so this guy decides he's going to do it. And all he packed with him was a Bible.
And he died.
Jesus.
Did I'm not kidding.
It was just one guy took his own. He had his own boat, or was it like a charter?
Did
he know where he was going into?
Yep, he did.
Yeah, he was going to. Well, then that's why he took his Bible. He went to see Jesus.
That is Darwinism. That's natural selection. Yes. You don't need to be cloned for that shit.
He went to meet his maker.
Okay, so next. Ready? Man sticks cannabis in his nose and forgets about it for 18 years. I have no idea how this happens. I don't even.
Was it like a baggie full of pot?
It's the patient. I'm just. I don't know.
How the hell do you get?
HuffPost says it. I don't know.
That's fake news. Fake news.
Failing. Anytime you see HuffPost, just skip it.
Don't get me wrong. Wait. Hold on. Real quick.
Funny.
No, I think it's funny.
We just still want to hear the story, but
it's funny. But let me ask you a question.
Scientifically not possible.
Like, if you have a booger in your nose, you're like, oh, something's in there.
I know. My nose is itching now. Yeah. It's cannabis.
Right? But like, how do you shove weed up your nose and forget it's there?
This is fake.
Like,
I don't believe it.
I think of like my nose hair is itching. It drives me nuts. It's just shove fake. A fucking butt up my nose? Yeah, fucking.
How big was his nose?
Was he in a coma?
So funny. It says,
I'm sorry. Is the nose a colloquialism for your ass?
It says, an Australian man suffered numerous sinus infections over an 18-year period before doctors finally smoked out the cause.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wait a minute.
18 years of doctors looking up his nose and they can't find
it. So he probably put it up in there and
so,
it got lost.
Right. So that's different. If it was just like right up here, no big deal. But if he pushed it all the way into the cavity.
It says it was stuck a packet of up his nose just before going to prison and then forgot about it.
So
and it was up in the cavity, I guess is what it's saying.
And how much money was spent on fucking doctor bills?
I don't know.
I would have left it there and let him die.
I just thought it was fucking hilarious.
You should have used the what is it called? The neti pot.
Neti pot. Yeah. I don't think they give those to prisoners in jail.
Did you say neti pot?
I said neti potty.
You said neti potty.
He's talking about your squatty potty?
You gotta raise your legs up and pour some hot water in. There you go. You got it.
Tim's got the image. All right. So I thought this was kind of neat. Wind and rain dislodged a boat trapped on the rocks above Niagara Falls for over 101 years this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I guess.
I've been to Niagara Falls. I don't remember hearing about it.
I guess there was some sort of thing lodged in the rocks just above where it falls.
They didn't know about it.
I guess they said they were able to date it back 101 years. A boat stuck on rocks above Niagara Falls for more than a century has been unmoored by high winds and heavy rains.
Did it
this
go
is
over
on there? CNN. Like, this just over? Happened. So,
oh, it's fake. Thursday's if it's on CNN, it's fake.
So, I've been to Niagara Falls. It's huge.
I have,
So, I'm thinking it got stuck. Right, nobody knew about it.
It got stuck. Well, no, it sounds like they knew about it.
It was on the Canadian side. Yeah, it does sound like they've known about it and been watching it over the years.
Really?
And this is the first time where they've actually seen,
I took the tour and nobody ever said anything about
it. Well, she says it's on the Canadian side.
I on the bottom and I don't remember either.
I was on the Canadian side.
I'm sure there's probably a lot of boats that are stuck over there. It wouldn't surprise me if it was only one. I mean,
part of a local story. It involves the rescue of two men from nearby Buffalo. Who the senior manager of Herod? Wait a minute. 1918. So in 1918, a vessel known as a dumping scow became disconnected from its tugboat with two men aboard. So it's in the records. It's in the histories of it.
It's the Goonies. Is One Eye Willie on there?
Maybe. You still haven't answered my question. It broke loose and did it go over the falls?
Stuck in the rock.
No, they said it came loose.
Came loose from the rock.
Right.
Well, I'm assuming if it came loose from the rock, it's only going to go one way.
Yeah.
Well,
recently.
Where's it going to go? It's not going to go backwards.
There's a video of it on here. I mean, so you could find it. It says, if you go to @ Niagara Parks.
And it actually shows the boat finally falling in.
It has a video on here. Like I said, it just happened this weekend, and I saw it. I thought it was really neat.
The whole time
it
was trapped in the rock.
This is crazy.
It just fell this weekend.
Put those poor bastards underneath, under the
This says, water, appears to have flipped on its side and spun around. So no, it doesn't sound like it fell.
Oh,
it sank.
That's how you know something's built right.
Oh, so I thought it was like on the edge of the.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it's like.
Let me tell you something. That's how you know you had good engineering back in the day.
Right.
That thing's 100 years old in salt water and that bitch is still there.
Yeah. 101 years.
Just like.
Well, it looks pretty eaten away if you ask me, man.
I don't know. It's kind of neat because you go and you see history that you walk up to, you can see and touch and whatever. But then you see something like this, which. I don't know. I thought that's kind of neat.
So that cool. That kind of little.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln wearing a Trump hat.
Do you guys ever remember? There's a James Bond movie, and one of the older ones where he goes to, I think it's China, and he's in there's a battleship that sunk in the harbor, and it's laying like on its side, and the Secret Service, MI6 put an office inside of it, and all the rooms they had to level them out, so all the rooms, like the ceilings are all at a weird angle. But
that's funny. You know, I've never seen really any James Bond movie.
Really?
It's just like, really?
Oh my God.
They just do, never, it seems so cheesy.
They do like marathons all the time.
I know. And they just, just Sean.
I'm not a fan of the new ones.
I'm not
a fan
of
the new ones.
I didn't watch any of the old ones. The Sean Connery ones. Those are the ones that I know. What's the other guy?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Not the new blonde guy.
Roger Moore. Oh my God.
See, if you made a movie about just villains, like, that's why I love the Joker, right? Bad guys. Like, I love the villains. I love the fucked up people. Like, James Bond, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't like the heroes. I always watch movies thinking that I'm hoping that somebody rewrites it to where the fucking hero doesn't win and dies.
Doesn't win or does win?
Doesn't win.
Isn't that how all the stories end?
He does not want the hero to win.
I don't want the hero to win. I want the villain
to
win.
I'm sorry.
I always watch this. I'm like, oh, maybe they'll rewrite it and the hero dies.
Well, that's what happened in the Infinity War, right?
Exactly. That's why I laughed at the end, when, especially then everybody started crying. Oh, I laughed my ass off. He's like, what's wrong with you?
You're such a dick.
No, he's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, this was the best ending ever. Everybody died.
You're a dick.
I'm like, it ended like the way it's supposed to end.
Okay, speaking of death, let me wrap up the Chronicles with this last one. Are you ready?
Yep. What's up?
Let me out.
Yes.
Mourners receive audio surprise at graveside in Ireland.
I've heard about this.
Man dies and he rigs the casket at his funeral.
Oh my God. That's what I would do.
Dude,
he recorded himself demanding to be let out of his coffin before he died.
A year before he died.
And the sound was played at the graveside, much to the amusement of many of the mourners.
They knew he was a practical joker.
Oh my God.
Is there a video of this?
There
I want to see the video.
Nelson,
find this video, man. I got to watch this.
I heard about this. Like, basically, a year before he died.
Heidi,
he was putting
this on the
window. So did they actually freak out?
Now I got to Google this shit. What is it?
Did they actually freak out?
No. They knew he was a practical joker. So when they started to hear it, they're like, this guy.
Oh, that's no fun then.
I found out as we were heading here that he didn't have the Chronicles. So I was like, shit,
that's fine. That's fine. But anyways. I thought they were going to be like crying and scared.
It actually says, let me out, exclamation point. And then mourners receive audio surprise at graveside in Ireland is the
it's like Germany.
Header of the.
Like, because, you know, back in the day, they used to put the bell in the casket, right? Because if somehow you woke up, they would ring it. Oh, yeah. You didn't know about that?
Oh,
they
would
tie
a
string.
It would ring a bell and be like,
that's not real, though, because they gut you. They have to take out your organs.
This is
what
they do now. This was back.
No, they used to do that back in the day, too. The Egyptians started that.
They just threw it.
Whoa.
Thanks for clapping. Okay.
Hello? Hello?
She moves on my
computer. Hello? Let me out! Hello? Hello? Let me out! I'm back in here! Put the lever! Put the on me! Is that that priest I can hear? Let me out! Hello? Hello?
Yeah, the wife doesn't.
Like, she's like, you fucking asshole.
The one in the white scarf is not impressed.
I'm in the box. No, I'm in front of you. I'm dead. Can you hear that? That's me. Hello again. Hello. I just called to say.
Yeah, everyone's standing around, just grins on their face, giggling. Yeah.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty morbid, though. They're actually filming the fucking 6 feet under shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a great way to go.
That was his mom.
You want people to celebrate your life.
The whole point of death is like, when I go out, I want to go out blaze of glories. Everybody celebrate, drink beers, don't cry. You know what I mean? Fuck, have fun, have a baby. You know what I mean? Name it after me.
What?
Call it a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Yeah,
obviously not. When I die, that's going to be my fucking thing. Hey, Connor, make sure when I die, you have a baby and call it Tim.
Jesus.
Get my name. Yeah, okay. When I die,
though. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
So there you go.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Salty Show. Wow, we did a long one today. 2 hours. That's how long we recorded. All right, but it's probably going to be down to an hour and a half. All right, catch us on the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Tweeter.
Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content.
And remember, if you shoot us a DM, I'll shoot you a dick pic.
It won't be his, but it'll be a dick pic.
It'll be a wide angle dick pic.
In the dark.
Oh my God, in the dark.
All right, we'll catch you all next time.
Later.
Bye. Adios.